What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show today. It is Monday, July 19th, 2021. Started a brand new week, and we have a lot to talk about. There's a lot going on right now. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. And we're going to do news until we run out of news, and then we'll open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. And a little science news. Normally, I leave science to the end of the program, but I wanted to get this one out there. The engineers at NASA have succeeded in putting the Hubble Space Telescope back into operation. And there was apparently a backup computer on board that had not been used in like 30 years since it was launched, and they succeeded in getting that computer up and running. It was considered a risky operation, but they decided to take the chance, and it did pay off. So Hubble will continue to work, and of course this fall it will be joined by the James Webb Space Telescope. Now there is a big story that is breaking all over the world. It's got a lot of people upset. It's not exactly a new story because the existence of this Israeli spyware has been known about publicly for quite a long time, but somebody leaked a list of all of the phone numbers of smartphones that have been infected with this Israeli spyware. It's called Pegasus, and the spyware has been acquired by governments and who knows who all else, basically to spy on people, spy on political opponents, spy on members of their families. And the leaked list of phone numbers are those of activists, journalists, business executives, and politicians around the world, and everybody is very upset about that. 15,000 numbers were in Mexico alone, 300 in India, and it's really kind of nasty. Now, Khashoggi's son was on that list, and an entire ruling family in the Middle East was infected. The malware is called Pegasus, and how it was inserted into smartphones is via a text message, SMS, which would include a link that would look like a link to something legitimate like yahoo.fr, but would actually direct you to a site that would inject the malware onto your phone. It affected Android, iOS, a bunch of others as well. It's a major, major situation. The editor of the Financial Times, Raul Calaf, has basically been hit as well. And people are very upset about this. And the Israeli firm behind the Pegasus spyware used to hack U.S. journalists, politicians, and the widow of Jamal Khashoggi apparently paid Biden advisor Anita Dunn for political consulting services. So this is reaching all over the world. Now, people are already hot on the trail of the Pegasus spyware. And the NSO group claims, well, the NSO group is the Israeli company that made the spyware, and they're out there saying that it was only intended to be used to investigate terrorism and crime, and that they're therefore innocent in all of this abuse. And I have to concede, yeah, if we're saying that gun manufacturers are not responsible for the misuse of their product, then we have to say that NSO Group does not share the guilt for selling this software. It's the people who bought it who definitely mismanaged it. Now, over at Amnesty International, their security lab has done an in-depth forensic analysis of numerous mobile devices from human rights defenders and journalists around the world, and they have shown widespread persistence and ongoing unlawful surveillance and human rights abuses perpetuated using the NSO group's Pegasus spyware, and already there are people out there working to provide tools to determine if your smartphone has been compromised as well. And probably activists such as yours truly. I mean, I don't click on links that I get in text messages, but I would sure like to know for certain whether Pegasus is inside my phone or not. Apparently, one of the things that it can do is remotely activate the microphone in the smartphone and broadcast whatever the phone can hear to the operators of the Pegasus. So at night, I'm going to find a real Bible-thumping Christian broadcast station on my radio and just leave my iPhone on that all night long. All righty. Getting into our domestic politics now. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is continuing to warn that the Texas House representatives, the Democrats who fled to Washington, D.C. to block a quorum on the election bill, may be jailed when they return. Now, there's already a black political action committee that is offering to pay all the bail money for all of these Texas Democrats. But we'll see what happens with there. Interesting little development up in New York City. The upper crust socialites are busy buying the rights to every photograph showing them standing next to Ghislaine Maxwell or Jeff Epstein or both. They want to bury the links between Epstein's little pedophile empire and themselves. And so they're out there just hunting down and buying the rights to all those photos so that no more of them show up as an embarrassment in the corporate media, or more importantly, the independent media, because the corporate media is tending to downplay this whole thing anyway. Now, getting on back to those runaway Texas Democrats, a little bit of divine justice. Remember, they all got in this chartered airplane with a case of beer, and they flew up to Washington, D.C. Photos show them not wearing any masks on the airplane, and now five of them have come down with coronavirus. They have tested positive for coronavirus, and while they were in Washington, D.C., they met with Vice President Kamala Harris, who congratulated them and said, what a wonderful thing you've done, you know, blocking voting integrity, because we all know voting integrity is racist here. And now Kamala Harris had to go to Walter Reed Hospital for a COVID test, and it must have come back negative because they're saying she will not be going into quarantine. Now, in a little bit of tit for tat, Lindsey Graham is suggesting that GOP senators leave Washington, D.C. to prevent a quorum be called regarding Biden's $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill. And a little bit of a payback there, and it's becoming more and more obvious that the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill is really geared more toward a Democrat wish list. It's a huge waste of money. It's going to increase the national debt. It's damaging the economy. And but the liberals, you know, want their programs. They want more money for all of these liberal agenda items on there. And, you know, somewhere along the way, we may repair a bridge or two. You know, just picky people out there. The Democrats are now labeling the Republican Party as the number one national security threat to the United States of America. And this is a red flag warning that they are trying to establish a total tyranny. If they simply declared the GOP a threat to national security and declare them illegal, well, then it's all over. We are a one-party nation like the former Soviet Union, or for that matter, Nazi Germany. All right. Now, over at the 1619 Project, the founder, Nicole Hannah-Jones, is catching a little bit of flashback, because comments she made in 2019 surfaced where she said that communist Cuba is among the least racist countries in the world because socialism means the least inequality. So she's out there singing the praises of communism, and we're seeing an alarming amount of that in the liberal establishment right now. Now, there was a statement made last week, that the January 6th Capitol riot was worse than the 9/11 terror attacks, and the families who lost loved ones in the 9/11 attacks, as well as the families of all the military people killed in all of the multiple wars justified on 9/11, are a little bit upset. You know, they think it was a ridiculous analogy to make, and I absolutely agree here. Getting on to election fraud, it's still going on down there in Arizona, and there was an interesting article down in Hideout Now in response to the hearing they had last week about the current status of the audit in Maricopa County and the thousands of absentee ballots that were counted without any record of them being sent out. Ballots that were clearly printed by parties other than the official ballot printing provider. And so this article is saying there are so many issues with the Arizona election, problems with the voting machines and processes, and they're scratching their head and wondering why the previous auditors seem to miss all of these issues. So, and it's a very, very good question here. Meanwhile, a judge has ruled the Arizona Senate subpoenas are legal and enforceable, which means the Maricopa County commissioners are in violation of the law, and they can and should be facing some serious, serious jail time. Now, this story kind of rattled me a little bit. The Arizona Senate President Karen Fan, who is a Republican, is saying that the state Senate does not have the ability to recall electors for the 2020 election after a fellow Republican called for new elections. Well, new elections is rather impractical, but I would assume that the Arizona legislature can decertify the election, which would render those electors null and void. And for the Senate president to be standing up there and saying, well, no, we can't, you know, recall the electors, you know, Biden stole it fair and square, and you might as well get used to that, makes me think we may be dealing with another rhino there. Up in Wisconsin, one of their representatives, State Representative Timothy Rampton, is formally requesting a full forensic audit in Wisconsin, following the revelations coming out of Georgia and Arizona. And I think it would be a good idea to have an Arizona-style full forensic audit in all 50 states. We, the American people, have a right to know if the elections are in fact honest and fair, or if in fact we have become a dictatorship with sham elections to keep us all in our place. All right. another story, this one coming out of News Target. There was a public meeting at the Fulton County Commission, and evidence was presented showing that Stacey Abrams controlled and financed the main contractor used in the Fulton County elections last November, and then the January 5th U.S. Senate runoff. And evidence showed direct financial underwriting of the staffing service Happy Faces personnel group by groups controlled by Abrams. In other words, a highly partisan Democratic political operative controlled the elections in Fulton County. And they broadcast that meeting live on Fulton County, Georgia Government TV. I'm hoping somebody will put that up at YouTube, but probably YouTube will take it down. What am I saying here? Getting on to, getting on to COVID-19, let's see, I already got that taken care of, Kamala Harris here. The developer of the mRNA technology, Dr. Robert Malone, shared a viral Twitter thread on Friday, which says there is a disturbing trend because right now COVID infections are surging in areas that have the highest percentage of vaccinations, and COVID infections are low in the areas where they don't have a lot of vaccinations, and you have to scratch your head and say, what the heck is going on here? Now, Dr. Malone also came on out reporting that the mRNA vaccine causes lipid nanoparticles to accumulate in high concentrations in ovaries, and this gets back to the reports of women getting these vaccines having fertility issues afterwards. So that would make sense there. Over at the European Union's database of adverse drug reactions, they're now showing 17,503 dead, 1.7 million injured, half of those seriously, in adverse reactions to the COVID-19 shots. Now, we also have the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System here in the United States, but both ours and theirs may be underreporting the situation because not everybody out there in ordinary life knows these Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting Systems actually exist. And the numbers being presented by those systems may be alarmingly low. And in fact, there was a whistleblower coming out of the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System saying or claiming that there were 45,000 dead from COVID-19 vaccines, and that has triggered a lawsuit against the federal government. So we'll see what happens on that. A little bit of a personal anecdote. Two of Claire's acquaintances from her church with no prior history of heart problems had their first Moderna shot and have now been diagnosed with enlargement of the heart. So they're getting heart problems there. All right. Dr. Michael Yeadon, the former Pfizer vice president, is out there saying that the corporate media fact checks are just a pack of lies. And he said there is no such thing as asymptomatic transmission or variants. They're completely made-up concepts that have no basis in reality. And yet anybody who tries to tell the truth is basically slammed for misinformation. That's the excuse that YouTube used to cancel my channel. Meanwhile, over in France, the protests are continuing there. Some 114,000 people rallied across France to denounce what they see as government intrusion into their private lives. And here's where it gets interesting. The French police are joining the protesters. So that is getting really, really serious. Over at the Olympics, which begin this coming Friday, a U.S. women's gymnastic team member has tested positive for COVID while training 4 days before the opening ceremony. And I thought they were all vaccinated. And, well, you know, it's becoming very obvious that being vaccinated doesn't mean you're not going to get COVID-19. In fact, the evidence seemed to indicate that if you're vaccinated and then you come down with COVID-19, it's actually going to be worse symptomatically. Over in China, somebody started a petition to the World Health Organization demanding a probe into the United States Biological Weapon Lab at Fort Detrick, and 500,000 Chinese netizens have added their signature to that letter as well. Now, over at, Headlines USA, they had an interesting question. Apparently, one of the Biden door-to-door vax pushers was wearing a voter registration T-shirt. So we need to find out what's going on there. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. There's the music, and we will be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back to our show, and this is the part of the program where I put on my little beggar's outfit and remind you all that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continuing support to go on informing the American people during this matrix of lies in which we find ourselves embedded. So once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, if you send in a donation of $100, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt like the one I am currently wearing. So include your t-shirt size and a return address. If you send in a donation for $115, you will get both the mug and the t-shirt. So, and thanks for your continued support, because you know, these are very, very dangerous times. All right, getting on back to COVID-19, over in France, the Pasteur Institute has released a study showing that ivermectin is in fact an effective treatment against COVID-19 infection. And, you know, like the hydroxychloroquine, this is going to be poo-pooed and ridiculed in the corporate media because the goal is not a cure of a disease, but constant, ongoing, and costly treatments. That's the way the medical industrial complex is operating. That curing a disease is a bad business model, and that's according to Goldman Sachs. All right. Down in Nigeria, a year ago, they were certified as free of the wild polio virus. And despite that, they started a vaccine campaign. And now, all of a sudden, they are dealing with a polio outbreak, a massive polio outbreak, which Nigeria has come to suspect is being caused by the polio vaccine. And that's not the first time this has come up with regards to that. All right, to the international news now. Over in Afghanistan, there at least 53 Taliban militants were killed, 38 others injured in multiple airstrikes and fierce battles in Afghanistan in the past 24 hours. In Kapisa province, 18 militants were killed and 24 wounded after the Afghan Air Force conducted airstrikes in support of Afghan National Defense and Security Forces in the Taghab and Nijrab districts. And among the killed militants were three Taliban's divisional commanders. So that is a major, major loss. Meanwhile, the government of Afghanistan, specifically President Ashraf Ghani, is accusing Pakistan of providing military support to the Taliban. And they're calling on Islamabad to use their influence to push for peace. And intelligence estimates indicate the influx of over 10,000 jihadi fighters from Pakistan and other places in the last month, as well as supports from their affiliates. Sounds to me like things are not going great in Afghanistan, and Afghanistan is looking for a scapegoat. You know, we're fighting as hard as we can. But gosh darn that Pakistan, they're just messing everything up. This story is a little troubling. It came on out of Russia today. The United Kingdom Special Forces are going to launch covert Special Forces operations against Russia and China. And this is basically actually been announced by Royal Marines Brigadier Mark Totten in the Times. And he's saying the British Royal Marines are going to take over some of the traditional roles of the nation's special forces units, the special air service and the special boat service, as they're preparing for some new higher risk counter state attacks. So it sounds to me like there's a little bit of a covert war already underway against Russia and China. Meanwhile, the Pentagon's top general, General Mark Milley, is warning of the dangers of a new great power war as NATO launches a new anti-Russia Atlantic Command. They well know what's coming, and they're gearing up for it now, and there's going to be a new battle of the Atlantic. Okay. NATO has deployed F-35 combat aircraft to the Baltic Sea for the first time. And so they're putting up the pressure over there. Again, they're rattling their sabers on the doorstep of Russia. Meanwhile, a fifth of the United States Air Force's combat-ready F-22 stealth fighters are on their way to Guam. That is a lot of air power. And again, it looks like they're gunning for China. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. Now, the European Union just recently rolled out their version of the Green New Deal. It's an absurd set of climate change and emissions targets for 2030 that is going to have a serious impact on their economy. And under the plan, every industry would be forced to accelerate its shift away from fossil fuels in order to cut pollution by at least 55% from 1990 levels by 2030. And to achieve that, Europe is planning to bring new industries such as shipping into what's already the world's largest carbon market, ban all new combustion engine cars by 2035, impose new costs on dirty home heating, and force the aviation industry to emit less and pay more. And European Commission Climate Chief Frans Timmermans was very honest, saying it's not going to be easy, it's going to be bloody hard, and it will not be cheap. But there is now a monkey wrench dangling over the gearbox here. Hungary is threatening to veto the whole deal as being unnecessarily expensive. And again, this idea that carbon is bad it was a hoax. We need carbon dioxide in the atmosphere for plants to feed on. If we reduce carbon dioxide, we will increase famine. That is the end of the story right there. All righty. The United States, Great Britain, and the European Union are warning China to stop malicious cyber operations, and this is in response to the Biden administration coming on out saying that China was behind the hack of 30,000 Microsoft Exchange servers in April, and they're condemning China for hiring criminal contract hackers to carry out attacks on the United States. Yeah, but I think it was only 3 weeks ago that they were telling us the Russians were behind all the cybercrime. I mean, it's just really silly out there. Now, the FCC commissioner has said that the United States has the technology to deliver internet access to Cuba as soon as His Fraudulency Biden approves it. Because after all, how's the United States going to get their propaganda to the Cuban people if they don't have internet access? And there was a story over in Telesur, England, English rather, saying that there has been an intensive use of robots, algorithms, recently created accounts used to basically try and stir up more trouble within Cuba. It's a classic regime change operation here. Now, Biden, earlier today, has transferred his first detainee out of Guantanamo Bay. This is a Moroccan gentleman. He's now 56 years old. He was accused of being a Taliban fighter, and he's being sent home after 19 years in Guantanamo Bay. And it just strikes me as wonderfully hypocritical for the United States government to criticize human rights in Cuba while maintaining a torture facility on that same island. Just really doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Now, regarding Cuba, the U.S. has meddled in Cuba an awful lot, including crop destruction, biological warfare. But the most infamous is Operation Northwoods, and it's worth looking back at this because there was actually a plan. This was back during the Kennedy administration where they were going to fake a massive bloody attack against U.S. citizens on the U.S. mainland and blame it on Cuba in order to get the American people to support a new invasion of Cuba. Kennedy, of course, put the kibosh on it. Johnson put the kibosh on there because Johnson had known about the secret deal between Kennedy and Khrushchev made during the Cuban Missile Crisis that if the United States ever invaded Cuba again, Russia would launch a nuclear attack on the United States of America. So that's where that little bit is. Fox News has been called on the carpet, so to speak. They were showing video of a rally in Havana, and people noticed some of the signs were blurred out, and it turned out Fox News was blurring out signs that had pro-government slogans on them. So, I mean, right in front of you, right where you can even see it, they're controlling the news that you see in order to sell the narrative, Cuba bad, Cuba bad, Cuba bad. You know, forget all about the vote fraud. We're going to give you bloody Cuba and bloody Haiti. Over in Israel, scores of settlers backed by Israeli forces, as usual, once again broke into the courtyards of the Al-Aqsa Mosque yesterday, injuring dozens of worshippers, detaining others as well. And witnesses said that dozens of Israeli police officers raided the site through the chain and Moroccan gates before assaulting worshippers attending prayers to make way for the entrance of hundreds of settlers. Yet another provocation. Meanwhile, at the same time the U.S. envoy was visiting Israel, the IDF destroyed over 50 illegal West Bank Palestinian structures. And You know, the U.S. and international community have persistently spoken out against since demolitions. Most of the structures were modular, such as tents or huts, and will be easily replaced. But for Israel to do this, while our envoy is there, they're basically sending a message saying, we're going to do whatever we want to do, and there's not a thing you can do to stop us. Well, we could stop signing those checks. That would be one thing we could do, I think. There had been a rumor that Oman might be the third Gulf country to normalize ties with Israel, and Oman's foreign minister, Syed Badr bin Hamad bin Hamoud al-Busaidi, basically said Saturday, no, that's a false rumor, that they're not going to normalize relations with Israel, and that's the end of that story right now. Okay. Now, there's another story. This one came on out of the Daily News, the Daily Wire Egypt, rather. And it's a statement by Egypt's President al-Sisi saying that Egypt's national security is a red line that cannot be crossed. And he reemphasized Egypt's demand that Ethiopia and Sudan sign a legally binding agreement on the filling and operation of the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam. Now, the sticking point here is that Ethiopia has put a dam across the Nile River where it flows through their territory. Egypt is very dependent on the continued flow of the Nile River, and they're simply demanding that Ethiopia, you know, fill it slowly. You know, don't really reduce that much water coming to Egypt. And Ethiopia seems to be taking kind of a hardline attitude that they might just go and shut it off just for the heck of it. And so Egypt is hinting at possible military action. Earlier today, Vladimir Putin announced that Russia has successfully tested the Zircon hypersonic cruise missile. Putin is boasting, this is without equal. It is very fast, very maneuverable, and can evade every U.S. defense system. So they're arming up for that one. Now, you remember about 4 years ago, there were two of these deadly ship collisions out in the Pacific. And I remember when they happened, the Navy propagandists were all over social media saying, well, that tanker and that container ship, they deliberately attacked our warship. And it turned out, no, that wasn't what was going on, that the crews in charge of those ships didn't obey the rules for right of way, and the collisions resulted. Well, now, 4 years later, the Navy is revamping their surface officer training in San Diego. And they've built a new 130,000 square foot surface ship training center in San Diego. This is the first of two that are planned. And so we're going to have some smarter crews on board those Navy ships, as long as they're not spending all their time talking about gender studies and critical race theory and LGBTQ, PFD, you know, XYZ, whatever it is here. Now, this is a little bit alarming. About a week ago, there was a story regarding a move for emergency funding for the National Guard. And the National Guard is apparently on the brink. They are 2 weeks away from simply shutting down. They've been stalling promotions, gutting training, canceling drills. And I think this may be intentional because, remember, the National Guard represents the state's armies. Now, yes, they've been federalized in the past, during the Rodney King riots. But still, by default, the National Guards are answerable to the governors of the state and represent the state's army. And so by starving them into collapse, it's basically rendering the states incapable of protecting their sovereignty in the face of federal aggression. All right, getting into the economic news. Bad day on the stock market. The Dow dipped 900 points down in the middle of the day. Little bit of a dead cat bounce toward the end of the day, and it ended at 700 down. It's being blamed on the fears of a new surge in COVID-19 cases coming from the Delta variant. I would suggest that it's probably a lot more complex than that, having to do with stock purchases, beginning to realize how fragile the economy is. Meanwhile, over an Investment Watch blog, economists are sounding a critical warning about Biden's disastrous spending, and well, they should. This guy is spending like there's no tomorrow, and there may well be none, the way he is managing or mismanaging the United States economy. Over in China, they are cheering Russia's decision to cut U.S. currency from its national wealth fund and move instead to the yuan. Last week, Russia fully eliminated the U.S. dollar from the fund, reducing its share from 35% to absolute zero. So they know what's going to be coming for the U.S. dollar as well. All righty. Now, Uber had been fined $59 million over this request for data on sexual assaults by their drivers. They refused to comply, and they were hit with a $59 million fine. But, you know, life in corporate America, it has now been reduced to just $150,000. Meanwhile, over at Johnson & Johnson, they're facing major lawsuits regarding asbestos in their baby powder. And they're facing the lawsuits because they knew the asbestos was there, and they knew it was a health hazard. So what Johnson & Johnson is getting ready to do is they're going to form a separate company, and they're going to dump the baby powder and its liabilities into this separate company, which will then file for bankruptcy to avoid the $2 billion in payouts. Isn't it fun how they play this little game at the expense of the American people? All right, getting into immigration here, Biden is still seething over the court ruling that the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals was unconstitutional and that Obama exceeded his authority to set that up. Biden is vowing a huge legal battle over this issue because, by golly, they got to keep those illegal immigrants coming across that border, and no matter what, they're going to need those Democratic voters. Meanwhile, speaking of the border, the governors of Texas and Arizona are saying that a larger police presence is needed to deal with the chaos down there. They are asking more states to send more resources down to try and secure that border. Texas is saying they will enforce immigration law along their border, regardless of what the federal government says. Meanwhile, Democrats rising to the challenge of all the things that are going wrong with this country, the economy, the COVID, the wars, and everything else, have decided the highest and best use of their time and money and authority is to introduce a bill to rename more than 1,000 forests, lakes, and mountain peaks in order to get away from offensive racist terminology. And this was introduced by Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren, Edward Markey, and Representative Al Green. And they had 25 co-sponsors in the House of Representatives, all of them Democrats. And so, yeah, the Democrats are still out there doing what's important for the American people. Now, last week we reported on how a gun manufacturer had made a casing, a shell for the Glock that made it look like the gun was made out of Lego bricks. It's actually kind of cute, not very practical, but definitely kind of cute. Well, the Danish toy maker, the Lego Group, sent a cease and desist letter to the gun maker for selling that handgun kit. And it really didn't do any good because already the 3D printing websites that support homemade guns already have Legoizing handgun kits available for download here. Okay, so, yeah. This is a little bit crazy here. Over at Universal Studios, they're being sued by two families because a character at the theme park flashed the OK sign. That's the letters, you know, O, looks like O and K. It's been seen as the OK symbol for, you know, a very, very long time. But according to these two families, it is a white power, white supremacy, racist sign, and their daughter shouldn't have to look at it. And so, by golly, they went to the lawyers, and they're going to wring a huge amount of money out of Universal Studios. I think it's nonsense. What can I tell you? We'll be right back after these few words.
You gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are living. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Welcome Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about wokeism, political correctness, whatever you want to call it. And down in Texas, public schools are moving closer to no longer being required to teach about the various civil rights movements in U.S. history after the state Senate voted 18-4 to drop the requirement last Friday. Now, I'm very concerned about this because we're being deluged with all of this systemic racism. Whites are bad. And I don't think we should erase from history all the times when, white people as well as black were working together to try and end racism. And I'm a little worried about that. Meanwhile, out in California, we had reported that the California Board of Education was going to eliminate calculus from the math curriculum in the name of equity. And if you want to know what equity means, it means pulling the top down to be equal to the bottom, which I don't think is really very good for society or for education or for pretty much anything at that point. There has been a huge backlash from parents who expect their children will have to eventually compete for colleges and jobs in the real world, many of which do require calculus. And so now the Board of Education has put a pause on this plan to end calculus here. Over at Project Veritas yesterday, they released a video of a whistleblower saying that there is critical race theory indoctrination going on inside the toy manufacturer Hasbro. And Hasbro is partnering with Conscious Kids to force critical race theory on its employees during mandatory trainings. This is really spiraling out of control. And finally, Eric Finman, he is the youngest Bitcoin millionaire, and he's out there with a new product. It's called the Freedom Phone, and it's designed to protect users' privacy and promote free speech and prevent censorship. It's basically an Android platform, but completely gutted of anything Google. And they have added security features. I don't know what the pricing is on it, but I understand it's selling very, very well. Meanwhile, over at Twitter, they have now killed their Fleets service, its rival to Snapchat, because nobody was using it. And, with Twitter's reputation for censorship, I can understand why people just didn't even want to bother signing up here. Meanwhile, Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, confirmed last week that the White House is colluding with social media to censor COVID misinformation. And again, if social media, if the corporate social media is acting as an agency of the government under their direction, then the First Amendment applies and Section 230 protections are null and void. And so they just handed more ammunition to Donald Trump for his class action lawsuit against social media. All right, we're going to take a break here for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.